A family reunites. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Members of the royal family coming together following the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. Fox's John Scott has more.
Royal officials announced the date of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral. It's to take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. Her coffin will be moved from Balmoral Castle in Scotland to Edinburgh. She will lie in rest at the official residence of the British monarch in Scotland. President Biden says he will attend. King Charles III met with Prime Minister Liz Truss and the full cabinet after the accession ceremony formally proclaimed him the new monarch. Princes William and Harry reunited in public for the first time in 2 years, marking their grandmother's death along with their wives, Princess Kate and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
Queen Elizabeth's reign lasted for 70 years before her death at the age of 96 last Thursday. In the U.S., former President Trump's legal team and the Justice Department submitting their own list of candidates for the special master position to review documents taken during the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the details.
Last month, the FBI seized more than 11,000 documents. This does include 100 classified government records. Earlier this week, a judge granted Trump's request for a special master, a third-party attorney who can independently review those documents.
Russia says it will remove troops from Kharkiv after Ukraine launched a surprise counteroffensive there.
This ongoing counteroffensive has continued to mark some major gains throughout this past week. In some spots, it's been so effective it is isolating some Russian forces and cutting off vital supplies on the front lines. Western intelligence agencies report days of advancements is now leading to thousands of square miles back into Ukrainian hands.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv, Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A suspect has been arrested in the murder of investigative journalist Jeff Gehrman in Las Vegas. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report.
A Democrat Clark County public administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He had barricaded himself inside. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene. Authorities found a hat and bloody shoes that matched those seen in footage. They also released a photo of a red SUV they believe to be connected to the murder last Saturday. A similar SUV was found in Tellis's driveway.
Today marks the 21st anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story on how the events of that day affected a New York firefighter's family.
New York firefighter Carl Lazzaro lost his life responding to the attack, leaving behind his six kids. Four of them have joined the NYFD, carrying on their father's legacy. The oldest of them, Carl Lazzaro Jr. He says to him the department was always a second family.
We were part of the firehouse, the fire department, when we were kids, at the Christmas parties, the events, the picnics and stuff like that.
The pin on Carl Lazzaro Jr.'s lapel bears the logo of his late father's favorite band.
My father was a big Grateful Dead fan, and so this is just a tribute to him. They never found his body, 9/11. We buried a guitar case with this very logo right on the top with letters and red, white, and blue pins on the inside and some t-shirts of his.
He says his biggest inspiration to serve the community is his family.
World number one and two-time French Open champ Iga Swiatek of Poland beating Ons Jabeur of Tunisia to win the U.S. Open women's final. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz facing Norway's Casper Ruud in today's men's final. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.